Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't... Those chairs aren't... Those chairs can't handle that weight.
Nothing?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I just jumped on the chair like a lunatic. Nothing? Guys! Episode 43. Holy shit, that's a lot of episodes.
You didn't sound very confident on that, guys. Kind of sounded like a kid who was like, everybody's like running away from the playground, and he's kind of the fatter but high-pitched voice kid.
Right.
And nobody else said, guys! Or what was it, Goonies? The guy was like, hey, you guys!
Yeah.
That guy is... forever hating his voice. He probably hasn't talked since that movie. Hey, you guys. Yeah, classic.
Do you know how many... Dude, can you imagine being one of those dudes that just gets that type of shit every fucking day? Those
like
movie
the
guys?
One quote?
Yeah, you're just known
bro,
for
think
a
about
thing.
Truffle Shuffle guy, right?
Fuck.
Every girl's like, hey, if you want to fuck, you got to do a thing with your... You got to do a thing with your stomach. He's like, please, I don't... I really don't want it. It's very degrading. I'm a 34-year-old man.
Every time.
And then she just like starts to untake her bra off. And she's like, bah, 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 truffle shuffle.
Who's that dude? Oh, God. What's his name? Not Transformer.
Ron Jeremy.
No, dude. Close. Harriet
Seagal.
Tubman. Do you know who that is?
Wait, what movie are you thinking of?
Okay. There's a dude... Not Transformer. It begins with a T. Fucking
Shia LaBeouf.
No, dude.
What movie?
He was the fucking.
This is off to a riveting start, guys.
Oh my gosh, man! Come on, dude.
You
blow dried
your hair before this.
Hey, just you guys.
What movie? What?
He was a dude. Okay, it's not Transformers. Okay, I'll walk everyone back. Ready? Who's the governor of California?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What movie is he known for the most?
Terminator.
Thank you. Okay. So that's the movie I was trying to get to. Terminator. Okay. Remember Sherman the Terminator? Terminator Sherman, whatever, in that fucking movie? All right. Let's cut this whole thing. No one knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
Gabe, do you know?
His name is Shermanator, bro.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's from American Pie.
Thank you.
The Shermanator.
I didn't know.
But you can't ask me who the fuck the governor is, bro. You probably suck at charades.
Oh, I'm actually fire.
Are you?
I am fucking
bro,
fire. Dude, give me a fucking clue. All right. Give me a clue right now. Fucking crush it.
A clue? Wait, what's the... You would do the act out. So you got to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then you're like,
right.
Apples. They're like, what? Apples? And they're like, starts with an A. Like,
right.
Are you
yeah.
somebody that
okay,
like...
Okay, so I'll think of one. I'll think
okay,
of one.
Okay, you do one, then I do one.
Okay, I'll think of one, and then you'll
okay,
do it.
Okay, so wait. So how does this work?
We got to think of what category.
Okay.
What category are we going to do?
Actors.
Just actors.
Actors or films?
Oh, man. This seems hard now, all of a sudden.
How?
I don't know. Actors or films? Okay, fine. All right, I got one.
Chris
Ready?
Pratt.
Fuck, that would be so amazing if that was it. That would have been crazy.
Wait, so...
All right, ready?
Yeah.
So what's it's just act outs or can we talk?
You can talk. You isn't that how it works? You say you talk, you can be like, biggest movie was blank. Or is it just act outs?
I think it's just act outs.
Okay, go for it.
Okay,
sorry everybody on Spotify.
You ready? I'm going to crush this. One act out you're going to know. You ready? You ready for this?
Radio. I don't... Those chairs aren't... Those chairs can't handle that weight.
Nothing?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I just jumped on the chair like a lunatic. Nothing?
E.T.
Dog? It's an actor. Jump on the chair like a lunatic.
Ludacris.
Dog! All right, next one.
Shia LaBeouf. What? Smeagol. Oh, Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you just posted that video about it the other day.
What? Would you wouldn't know Risky Business if I slid in here?
I know it.
Yeah. So I just crushed that shit.
All right.
I wasn't that bad.
Give me one.
I can't give you
one. Shit.
You okay. Do it. I'll crush this shit. I'm so much better than you. Give it to me.
Okay. I'm thinking, bro.
All right.
I'm thinking. All right.
Okay.
Put me on the spot like that. I know like 4 actors.
Yeah. Well, okay. Pick an Instagram story.
Okay. I got you. I'll give you a clue. It's Dan Bilzerian. Well, how do we even get on the topic of that?
Yo, don't. First of all, you can't.
Oh, you were trying to remember Terminator.
Sherminator.
Okay, Sherminator. Okay, I'm going to give you an actor right now.
Yeah, thank you. You put me on the spot. Said okay. I wasn't shit. I gave you 2 okay. act-outs and you got
bro,
it.
Bro, I mean, this is going to be simple.
Okay. Spider-Man. Get the fuck out.
Which one?
Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
I'm so much better than you
I
in
was,
these games.
I was going to hang upside down from the ceiling and make out with a girl while revealing my mask, but I didn't have.
You ever done that with a girl and been like, we're making it like Spider-Man?
No.
Really?
You have?
Yes.
Where the fuck did you hang upside down?
I didn't hang upside down. I was just kissed a girl upside down, my girlfriend. Fuck.
How? Okay. Wait, so Shermanator. Yeah. Oh, no. I did have a friend with the last name Sherman. He used to call him Shermanator. He hated it.
Yeah, of course. Anyways, the point is that the Shermanator, let's go all the way back to the original point.
Oh.
Shermanator.
Any actor that's got a one-off thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. There was an interview with him and he hates his fucking life because no one knows his name. Everyone calls him Shermanator.
Dude.
And now, you know, he's a waiter now.
Really?
Like waiter, like a fine dining restaurant. Like he didn't really get any work afterwards. And now he's just a waiter. So can you imagine just being at like TGI Fridays and have a Shermanator walk up? That's fuck, dude.
Dude, you know, he probably knows when somebody's about to say something.
Of course.
Somebody just goes, wait a second. And he's like, I said the soup special today. He keeps going through it. And for only $9.99. He's like, no.
We have a baked potato. He just tries to talk over it. Aren't you the...
Sure that we have soup on deck. We sure do have. You that Shermanator motherfucker.
I just shoot myself.
Okay, if you could be one like... hit wonder in the movie world, like what would you be? You know, like I'm talking like a
one-off guy.
Yeah. Do you have any in mind?
I don't, but I would have to think of like one that would make me the most money. That's what I would think about, you know, because right. if you're gonna be
drop
treated
merch
like that
off it, you know,
what's up,
drop merch off it or some shit.
Word. Because realistically, if your life is gonna be ruined, if people are just gonna yell at you, oh, you're the chocolate face guy, if people are gonna yell shit at you your entire life after that, you might as well make some cashola salas.
Do you have one in mind you do?
No. I mean, just think, honestly, maybe like Avatar, like a person in Avatar. I'm just trying to make money out of this bitch.
I would probably be a child one. That way you got the most longevity here. People still eating off Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The
people
bitch,
still eating
bitch
off
turned
like
to a blueberry, she probably eating off.
Dog. People are eating off Sandlot, 100%.
Yeah.
The dog is still eating off Sandlot.
Yeah.
How scary was a fence after you watched Sandlot?
Oh my God.
I would have a baseball go over
bro,
a fence.
I was scared of my own braces. I was like, I'm just keeping my mouth closed.
That's
all right,
it?
The whole time.
Dude, how bad was that girl? Like that? What was her name? Wendy?
The lifeguard?
Dog.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Who was your first like movie crush? Do you remember having one?
Topanga was my first.
I was just going to say Topanga. Kim Possible? What?
Kim Possible was bad. Dora the Explorer.
Bro, you keep mentioning that, bro. You're about to catch a case, my guy. Could you imagine being in court for that? Your Honor, Your Honor, she's an animated figure, but she's played by an 8-year-old. You're like, well,
I'm
in that case.
Yeah, you ever
you
ever
just put your hands to the bailiff?
You ever guilty yourself? Well, I'm guilty. So.
You just take the gavel for him? No, I'll just, you know, let me at least have one fun.
Oh man. But
speaking of actors.
Dude.
Our guy.
We were talking about this off air and we're gonna talk about it on air. Dennis
D. Quaid,
bro.
You gotta call him D. Quaid after you find out what happened.
You gotta just call him Q.
Cute?
Q.
Q.
Just Q.
Oh, just Quaid? Not Quaid, just Q?
Just Q.
QD.
Dog.
Cutie.
Cutie is his new fiance. Dude, he is, if you haven't heard this, Dennis Quaid. Is 65.
Is it really?
Yes.
Bro, that's legal retirement age. You can start getting free, cheaper admission at
movie
theaters.
Theater.
Yeah. He's a legit senior citizen.
He's like not he not like
or he could say a racial slur and people be like, well, he's old enough.
Yeah, well, he was born in 1906, so he doesn't know any better.
Yeah,
he's 65 and he's engaged to a 26-year-old.
Hmm.
Dude,
nothing like some Hollywood love.
Good. People are gonna bash him. Me,
who?
I'm gonna praise him.
Yeah, who's bashing him?
I mean, dude, everyone, fucking everyone.
Right, but
it's all hate, though. It's all hate.
Boy, it's everybody's hating it just because they're just like, it's out of the norm. Like, it's just,
it's hate. This is the hard truth, honestly. I think it's hate because a lot of the bloggers are 26. Women. Nah, and they're like, that's fucked up. Like all these young women are taking all of the old men.
Well, it's fucked up on both sides because, well, actually, who knows? I mean, because everybody looks at that girl and then they're like, I mean, you don't actually find him hot, right?
But see, I think that's the thing, though. That's
do you think they do, or yes. You think they're looking? Okay, so you're telling me if he wasn't Dennis Quaid with the money, he's Dennis Quaid, the fucking softball coach, right? 100%.
No, no,
that's what I'm saying. It's a money thing.
It's a power.
Well, it's he's a famous actor. Shoot my shot. X, Y, Z. You think she locked eyes with him while he was in the fucking handicapped parking spot? I was like, that's my guy.
No. But I do think that it's not just because he's a famous actor. It's merely the fact.
What else?
Well, he has. Well, all I'm saying is, I think younger women are attracted to older men. Based on like a power dynamic. So it doesn't really have to, he doesn't have to be a famous actor or a famous person for like a young girl to be attracted to him. He just needs power, meaning he needs money.
So you're saying he could be like the owner of like a giant oil rig 100%. And still have that same.
It's security, man. That's okay. That's what, I can't speak for all women, obviously, and I'm not a woman, so I don't like, I actually know.
Are you?
What?
What?
Mickey, bro.
We saw the pictures.
What up?
Okay, so, I mean, it's just weird because you, like, and she could be like, I just fell in love, but everybody's kind of being like, we know why you're here.
I know, that's the shitty
part. That's the hard part. Because she's like, got to take him home to Thanksgiving, be like, this is Dennis or Q. And
right.
And then everybody's like, what do y'all have in common?
And he's like,
or if my age doubles, I can still fit. Yeah, what are they talking about?
I don't know what they talk. I mean, they can't talk about Kim Possible. He doesn't know what the fuck that is,
bro. What do they relate on?
Is she an actress? I don't know what she does.
Look her up.
All right,
she's got to be very attractive.
Dennis Quaid. You just type that shit in as the first thing.
How do you even? How do they meet? Right. She's fucking
probably
babysitting, probably dropping some kids off at Applebee's. And there he is. I mean. Is Dennis Quaid still laying that fucking hammer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, dude,
bro, I mean, he looks great for 56.
He looks amazing. 65. He looks amazing.
Nope. Very natural too.
Very natural. He looks 60. Listen. You pop a blue pill, you get a hard boner, and then you give it to a 26-year-old. He's my idol, bro. He's my fucking idol. It's so funny, dude. You Google her name and nothing but Dennis Quaid comes up. That's so fucked.
Oh, yeah. Bro, like, what else is going to come up? Where she went to high school?
Oh, dog. She's a PhD student.
Whoa.
At the University of Texas. She
was fixing up his face. And then D. Quaid was like, you trying to do this forever?
Dog. The two got engaged last week in Honolulu, Hawaii, where Dennis Quaid's upcoming movie. Yeah, dude. She's a PhD student. So she's not some fucking idiot.
Wow, good for her. So the money aspect is kind of irrelevant because she'd be caking in dough anyway.
You know what? I'm on board with this. I was on board before, but now I'm super on board.
I'm going to the wedding.
I think I want
to. It already happened? I'm going.
This is gonna work.
Yeah.
This is 100% going to work.
She's going to keep him alive until he's like 219.
Dude, he looks great.
What does she look like?
Bad.
Let me.
Sweep whoop.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a PhD on his dick, bro. Talk to me, dude.
Dude.
Look at that body.
Bro.
Jesus. You could bounce all of the quarters on that. Dude.
She looks like every hot blonde girl in a surf movie, right? Like, what was that one? Something blue? I don't know.
Mountain Blue? Swift Blue? Taylor Swift Blue? What was it called? Swimming Blue.
Mountain Blue Gatorade?
Ocean Blue.
What? Ocean Blue.
Nah. That's not blue. It.
Remember
that? Gabe?
No. Yeah. It was Blue something.
Blue Crush!
It was Blue something.
Gabe, thank you, dude. Blue Crush came through and came Blue through crush, in yeah. the crush. yeah, dude. She couldn't be less my type though. What's your type, dude? Is this your type?
I like brunette.
Yeah. This looks too much like out of a factory.
Well, it looks too like, yeah.
Generic.
Like, I think she was born at that age.
Yeah, she was born with that body though.
Just like boom, whop. So let me what are his biggest movies?
Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, he's got some.
That's one of those names you just know.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's a famous actor.
Most people know movies, and I just don't. We've established this.
How come you don't? Did you just stop watching movies when you were like 11 years old?
Shermanator. no, I don't. I just don't watch a lot of movies, to be quite frank with y'all.
But why?
I don't know. I know, like that's what I was saying for the charades aspect. I know, like 10 actors. First one comes to mind is like Jonah Hill and Chris Pratt.
And that's all you got?
Ben Stiller.
This shit is... Okay, he was G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra. All right. Okay, Dennis Quaid.
Dude, what's
I'm trying to look
like
for a
Dennis
banger,
Quaid.
Though. What's up?
With a name like Dennis Quaid, you either have to be an actor or open a bank.
Quaid Finance sounds great.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid, bro. Would you do this? Would you do this if as a 65-year-old man? Because here's the honest truth. You ready for this? Here's the honest truth. If you're 65, he's got money, he's got fame, he's got a multitude of ladies that he could go to. He doesn't have to go to some super young 26-year-old. So, or he has his pick of super young 26-year-olds, right? So she obviously has some substance. I mean, she's a PhD student, so she's not like an idiot. Mm-hmm. Also, just because she's in like books and shit doesn't mean she's not annoying as shit. So we actually don't know. If she's not like, yes, like I'm a PhD student. Yeah, and I
mean, imagine sitting next to Dennis Quaid for an hour, bro. Man, it smells like Tupperware. I mean,
what the fuck?
You could say that about any scenario.
What are you talking about?
Somebody could look at my fucking pictures and be like, well, he's decent. Like, he looks cool. And then they see me in real life and I'm just crying the whole time. Like, you don't know what somebody's going to be like until.
That's true.
Like, it's so vague to say, you know, just have to see a picture. But like, I mean,
I feel like you
Dennis
could tell
Quaid,
a lot.
It's just funny for me that he's like, well, time to settle down.
I mean, dude, he's been married like two or three times.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's been married a bunch. I think
Hollywood relationships is like straight up just like playing for the NBA. You're like, you're with a team for a couple of years and then you're fucking out. Then you're there for a year, then you're out. It's like you were just all over the place. Then very seldomly you get like a Jason Kidd guy or just somebody who just stays with the
like
same
Kobe
Steve
Bryant.
Nash.
Yeah.
Right. And you're just like, that's a loyal man right there.
Because there's too much and it's also just the travel, it's the shooting.
Where you meet somebody that's like amazing and then you film a new movie and you're like, oh no, this girl is amazing.
Of course. And you got that set love too. That's the
set love.
Dog. Set
huge.
Love is so deceiving. I've shot things where I like there's another girl. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in love. And then we like have a date like out of set. And then I hate her.
Really?
I go, oh yeah.
What,
because
you
dude, because you're, well, you're in like a forced environment for like 3-4 weeks.
Right.
So
right.
You're like, there's not, you don't have a lot of choosings.
Well, it's kind of like the girl, The Office, you know,
it's exactly
like,
the
it's
same
like,
thing.
You know, you, that's who you're surrounded by. So you start to be like, oh yeah, they're hot. You're cool. And then you like go out with them and then they're just puking everywhere. And you're like, oh yeah, you're good at Excel spreadsheets and meetings
it.
And not tequila.
Yeah. Also like, look at your kneecaps. Woof.
That's
are you a linebacker, bitch?
That's always like the weird part about the super corporate offices is like on the weekends when somebody's like, you want to go hang out for the first time? Everybody's like, I could do that. And then they get out there and they're just a freak. They got like a choker necklace on. You're like, whoa.
Who are you?
Samantha, where the fuck?
Yeah, you're.
This guy's at a Creed concert. Creed? What? You've never said a word to anybody in the office.
Yeah, it's good. Well, because you're forced in this environment, right? And you're forced to be like this, like amalgamation of shit that you think that the other office people are going to want. So you're not your real self. So you're walking around here talking to people, but you're not. You're talking like through. You ever like have a first date or like a couple of days with a woman, and then all of a sudden, date number five, you go, oh, there you are.
Yeah, bro, that's the whole.
God, it's the worst.
Well, it sucks because it things start to add up, and you're like, oh, that makes sense.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if something seems a little off, day number one, but you don't really catch it, or they say something that's like, oh, that's kind of weird, that's kind of out of context. And then day three, they're like, yeah, so my parents, and then after my dad, and you're like, oh.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, dude, the first couple of dates, you're quick to swipe shit away.
Right, you know right. What I mean? Well,
she's like, I killed lizards when I was a kid, but like that was just a phase. And you're like, okay, well, oh, that's, you know, it's okay. That's,
like, yeah, that, you know, they're annoying. They eat flowers, sure. Why
sometimes
not?
Sometimes you got to kill a lizard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I always find it like there was a period where like every first day it would be like going great. And then it would be just be, it, the girl would just be something, but yeah. So sometimes in the winter, I stay at my dad's house, and I was like, oh, I was hitting the daddy issue girls. Like that was like my like type.
It's really hard.
It's very attractive. Like my, whatever energy I put off attracts that daddy issue type strong.
But Doug, how hard is it to find a girl that doesn't? If you go back to every girl that you went on a date with
in California, I mean, bro, it's almost like weird. People look at you, my parents still together? The fuck?
It is weird. And think about where we live, dude. Like the type of person that's going to want to enter the entertainment business or even come to LA are going to be people that are a little weird, and you're weird because of your surroundings. Thus, your environment when you grow up is not going to be the most stable. If you have a super stable environment growing up, generally you're not going to be an artist for the most part. Obviously there's some, you know, people, I mean, you had like a pretty stable relationship. So there's obviously like people that are, you know, not in that example I just gave, but for the most part, if you live in LA, you got a fucked up childhood, and that's all the people that are around.
Yeah, either fucked up or hidden childhood, where like your parents are off sneaking off doing shit that you didn't know, and you're just like, oh, it's just at Jeffrey's house, and your parents are off doing like fucking masquerade sex parties with each other.
That's dope. See, that's the type of adult I want to be.
Yeah? Yes. Do you though?
This
you come
is what
back
I want.
In and make a fucking Nutter Butter sandwich and you got semen on your shoulder?
100%. That's what I want. Because this is it. I think I said this before. On like, you know, the house, you don't watch House of Cards because it's not on Instagram.
Kevin Spacey.
There you go. Dude.
I know six actors.
Dude. Yeah, but anyways, but their relationship is so dope because it's an open relationship and they know they're going out to fuck and then they come back and smoke a cigarette and they know what happened. They know what's up.
Yeah, but then
that's what I
it
want,
seems
dude.
Like the child is like a side entity. It's like a side business and you're like, oh yeah, let me go fucking put 10K into that thing real quick. As a child, you get a weird experience because you never really get that parental love, you know, and then you cling on to one side more than the other. I think if you... Yeah, I don't know. You've got to be completely absent out of the kid's life. Because when the parents are together but too distant, it makes a little space. But when the dad's just gone, that kid's a hero. That kid comes back and fucks shit up.
Right.
Because he's got vengeance. But if the dad pops in every like other week, like, oh hey, oh, who got your nose? Hey. Whoa, I'm back.
Dude, you know how easy...
Dad doesn't got your nose when you're 18.
You're like, oh my God, give it back.
What?
You never played the game, so you have no idea. Yeah, give it right. back. Oh my God, I can't
what
smell.
What are you playing? Fetch? Xbox?
I don't know, Fetch.
What console is that on?
Dude, being a every other weekend dad is like dope. That's a great position
for
to be
dad,
in.
For
the dad, yeah.
But for the kid, you're like, well, okay, so next week I'm learning how to barbecue baby back ribs, and this week I'm painting my toenails? There's no balance. Because you live a week of estrogen and a week of testosterone at a time.
Dude, why do you think I was fucking pillows as a kid? Like, I had no idea what was going on, dude.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
But like, I had a mom and a sister. Essentially, I had two moms. I was out in these streets with you know, just fucking pillows. Dressing on my pillows with my mom's lingerie like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, so what do you think scares girls off when you go on dates with them? Do you think you say anything when girls, or have you
They listen to the
that?
Podcast and they don't come on dates with me.
100%. Or they listen to the podcast and they have a fucking just gun.
Here's the thing though. If they listen to the podcast and still want to go on a date with me, we got a problem.
I've confessed my whole love and you know what I'm about. But do you think you've ever said anything where like, after you say it, you're like, ooh, she's not going to ask for date number two. Or just because you were riffing, you're like, ah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, you know what? Y'all ever just eat a mayonnaise sandwich? She's like, what?
No. What did you say? She's like, only Miracle Whip. You're disgusting.
Yeah, right?
I think that there are a number of people that are not okay with like just blatant honesty. And that's what I fuck with. I don't really like, I hate filtering myself. So like
Yeah.
So I generally, you're hilarious. So I generally like talk to everybody like I've known them for 10 years. And I think a lot of people respond to that, but I also think there's a significant amount of people that don't really, they're like, you don't even know me like that. Why are you gonna bring that up? Like, don't talk about my bosoms like that. Like, you know,
bosoms.
Yeah, dog. Patron. So that's where I think I falter a little bit on dates because I'm too,
you're just too real.
But
are you putting on like a front or is that like a character? Are you like, nah, I'm too, because we were talking about this the other day. We were like, yo, I'm an asshole. It's like, then don't be. Do you think you? But would you rather be real because that's who you are deep down?
But not. It doesn't come out of the lens of like, oh, I'm a real motherfucker.
I hope not.
No. That would be fucking horrendous. Sounds like
fucking Eminem's bodyguard.
Mama spaghetti is nervous. I think that I don't really have a filter, and I'm pretty honest. And it's not like I think
so
it's
edgy,
dog.
I don't have a filter. I'm like an American Spirit cigarette. I don't have a filter. That's got to be in somebody's Bumble bio.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. It's just
20% sarcasm. Ugh, dude. I do think people are turned off by it. Some people.
I can see that.
Well, because the thing is, like, I don't want to. My biggest thing is, like, we're comics, man. I don't want to have to, like, be a different person around somebody. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to have to, like.
Like, a first date, you're coming out the gate blazing, like, yo, when I was 4, my dad touched my dick.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that didn't happen.
But you're throwing.
Dad, if you're listening, I'm just fucking joking. Are you not? You ease them in? I can't do that.
Or I'll say something in a joking manner. Like, oh, wow. You know, like, yeah.
Right.
I'll be like, yeah, my longest relationship is 3 months. Ah, ha, ha. And they're like, wait, what? Why? You're a 26-year-old man. That's right. Your longest relationship? I'm like, huh? Did you order lobster bisque?
She's no. Like, we're McDonald's.
What a soup plantation. You didn't see? What? One time a girl told me, she's like, have you ever like had to act serious? And I was like, whoa.
I get that.
Anything serious with comedy.
Of course. Oh, I have like a flower that has water in it. And every time she asks me a serious question, I go, ba-dum, ba-dum, and I spurt the water in her face.
Grab her nose. Michael, your aunt got hit by an SUV. Oh, whoa. Bing, bing.
I have like a whoopee cushion.
And then they just keep staring at you until you break and you're like, it'll hit.
You ever stare at an audience so long? You're like, this will resonate with them. Hold on one more second. And it doesn't. You're like, all right, moving on. Here we go.
You got these theaters, you know, you got to wait for the laugh to come back. You're in a coffee shop.
There's 11 people there.
Dude, the worst is when you see somebody acting like they're performing stand up, like in like a theater, but they're in like a very small space.
Right.
And they're just leaning into where the punchline would be. And you're like, ooh, you don't play the room, do you?
That dude,
it's also half my act too.
That is hilarious, dude. When you hit a punchline in a small place and it gets nothing, god damn, that shit makes you cry.
Bro, that 1 second literally feels like 10 minutes. When you're like, but a punchline gap. Yep. Oh, okay, well, yeah, and then you keep moving on. But like that,
oh,
this right here, right there.
That, well, that's the sound of me gonna quit.
Isn't it crazy how like 1 second of silence can take your whole set list and just be like, just paper shred it.
It's gone.
You're like, what the fuck's my name?
Yeah, you don't trust yourself. You don't trust the audience. You don't know what your favorite color
your
is.
Hands, you're like, who am I anymore, bro? Dude, one bomb, like just in a set, that's an unexpected bomb or a new joke that has a little gap.
Uh-huh.
You're like, I don't know where this joke goes.
Oh, right. You know what's funny too? It's like when you start a new bit, right, and it fucking hits, and then you do it again, and then one moment of no laughter, you sort of forget where it even fucking goes. You're 100%. Like, I have no idea.
And then you just look at the ground and start walking around, but yeah, it's pretty crazy though. So dating in LA though, right? We're in Atlanta. Oh, okay. Dating in Atlanta, right? My favorite thing ever is when I saw this dude bombing so hard on stage. He just goes, it's dead silent. He goes, hey, y'all, make some noise if you miss Barack Obama.
Dude.
The crowd is like, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
There are so many lines that you just grab at to get an applause. And you use that applause. I don't know. As an audience member, I don't know if you guys know this, but we're using that applause to go through the Rolodex to try to figure out where the fuck we're going.
Take the silence and have our body hear what it could sound like if you're good.
Right. But
single ladies, make some noise. Hey, anybody drinking, y'all, and make some noise if you hot, ladies. Make some noise if you hot. Keep it going. No,
make some noise if you got some ears. Like, they just go, it's just everything.
Keep it going if you're here tonight. Oh, you don't like clapping? What, you not like? Then you just... Meanwhile, in our brains, we're just like, oh, fuck.
All right, Waffle House joke didn't work. All right, Laffy Taffy, what about this? This new joke's not going to work. Dude, it is heinous.
Oh, boy.
Stand-up comedy, bro.
That's what's crazy. It's like your mind is a whole entire business. It's like it's got every different department of a job is in your brain when you're doing stand-up. It's like when one thing doesn't hit, everybody's just like, God. Just running around frantically.
You know what's crazy is when you get... This is what starts to happen, too, once you get like more years in. And you're experiencing this now where like you go after a set, people go, how was this set? And then you go, they had fun.
Yeah.
Because like you know, like they had a good time. They laughed, they clapped, but you know your level and you didn't hit that level. So then you're like, I didn't have a good time because I can crush harder than that. They had fun.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Then then it becomes a huge mind fuck.
Right. Well, it's kind of good to like set like a bar, you know.
I know, but then it becomes
a never ending bar.
Exactly.
And same thing with numbers. You and know, then it Instagram becomes Instagram and all that shit. There's never like a point where you have to set it. Be like, hey, 10 out of my 12 bits I did tonight crushed.
Right.
You know. Instead, you because all it takes is one joke to not hit as hard as it usually does, and you're like, well, that set sucked.
I know. And dude, you're setting yourself up to get fucked. It's like perfectionism shit, dude. Because
then you're just in the green room like a moody bitch. Like, it didn't go as well as I wanted. It's like, bro, what? They loved you. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Dude, you know what happened to me recently? I did a show and I was just like, it was one of those like they had fun shows.
Yeah.
And it was being taped. And then I went back to the dream and I was just fucking pissed. It's acting like a little prima donna. Everyone's like, good set. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. They fucking sucked. I was just all pissed. And then a couple days later, I went back and watched the tape. I crushed.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's just like the acoustics of a place.
Yeah.
Which is a real thing. People will be like, oh, you're doing that club? It's a dope setup, but the ceilings suck. And you're like, what does that mean? And you tell a joke that usually hits real hard. And then you'd be like, oh, that's my barometer.
That's where it is.
That's the level of crush is that. Versus some of these smaller rooms. There's some of these rooms around town. They're like these tiny, it's like a fucking basement, seats 50 people.
Oh my God.
And you hit something in there, bro, it sounds like you just fucking... Madison Square Garden has sex with a Rose Bowl.
It sounds like Chappelle's first special. Just fucking wow.
Bro.
Dude, people ask this question a lot, and maybe we should get into it. People always ask, we've got this a bunch of times. Like, I think there's a bunch of like people who want to do stand up on this that listen to this.
Yeah.
They always ask, like, how do they get into it? And it's like, and I'll take it and then you give them your perspective. There is no easy way to do this. Mm-hmm. It's literally just getting on stage.
Yeah.
That's it. Trying to write every day and just getting on stage. And it's like very trial by fire, figure it out. There's no fast track. Oh, do this, do this, do this. It's literally write every day, get on stage. Write the next day, get on stage.
I think a lot of people just don't know what to write about. And I think some of the most unique shit that you can talk about is just family. It's the easiest thing to start with because everybody has a family with one unique member in it, at least.
Yeah.
Some of y'all motherfuckers, we know who you are. All y'all family could be a fucking full hour on HBO.
Weird.
But I think you just write about that type of stuff. And I think a lot of times people just kind of start from like a place of like, oh, my favorite comedian is blank. I'm going to write like blank. And then all the other comedians in the room are like, bro.
It's been done.
What's like, is this a Chris D'Elia impression? Like, what is going on? I've seen so many comics that are just like, oh, you can tell their favorite comics is either Burr or Theo or D'Elia.
Right.
And it's like very clear. But I mean, that happens. And I used to listen to Bill Burr's podcast all the time driving to work when I first moved to LA. And I would write like that. I would be an angry old Irish man. I'm like, what? This is not
Yeah, that's me. That's the trouble of listening. But here's the thing. Like, that's
like, here's the thing with balding. Like, what? No.
Here's the thing about marrying a black lady. You're like, you're not even dating anybody.
Here's the thing about having a name Bill. What? No.
but when you first start stand-up, that's what you sort of kind of have to do. You got to try on different costumes
to figure out who
you are.
Right, right.
And then sort of when years in, then you
I'm just saying, my advice is if you write from your personal experiences, maybe you can cut around that. But at some point, everybody will be influenced by a comedy special they really liked.
Right. And there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just you have to well, outgrow
if it's too on the nose.
Yeah. I mean, like, but you just can't be stuck in it. Like you need to outgrow that costume that you put on. And I think that's the natural progression. If you stay in that costume, if you're 5 years in and still doing Chappelle, you got a problem. But if you're two years in,
booked on legit shows, right, people are like, oh, that's this guy's act. And then you disappear for a couple of years. It's like, right, if you're in the open mic stage just doing it, you're finding it out. But once you start getting booked on good shows, you're probably getting booked because you're funny or you, whatever, or you can bring a fuck ton of people. But if you're in front of enough people and that's the act you're doing, people just associate you as that. Like, I know a few comics that I haven't seen in a while, but last time I saw them, they were doing very similar to this style or that style. And that's just who they are in my head.
Right, I understand. But you know what's funny about that, though, is it takes one set for you to change your whole perception of them.
That's true.
It takes literally one set. Because I've seen a bunch of people where I'm like, oh, they're garbage. And then I see them 6 months later, and they murder, and I go, well, they're funny now in my head. It takes one set.
That's true.
You know, what do you do when you see a comic that you know and it's doing someone else? Do you know what I mean? Do you say anything to them?
No, not really.
It's got to be my homie.
Yeah.
If he's like close to me, I'll say something. I mean, in like a kind of like a very like qualifying way, I'll say something. Yeah. Because what I don't want to happen is I don't want them to go somewhere else. And then have perception of them as they're like, oh, they're just doing Patrice. Look at this motherfucker hacking Patrice or hacking Chappelle.
Yeah, it was weird. I saw it happen to somebody who I really looked up to. And then I just,
what do you mean?
A comedian I really like, one of my favorite comedians, was doing a bit that like was very similar to Patrice's restaurant bit.
Right.
You know that one?
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you had to spell restaurant. if your mom had a gun, I'm doing the joke, no justice.
Yeah.
One of the funniest jokes ever. That special is hilarious. I think the full thing's on YouTube, but he's
elephant in the room, bro. That shit is so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty much saying if there was a gun to my mother's head and they told me to spell restaurant, I would look at her and be like, I love you. good. But he was like up there and he's like, man, I mean, you could put a gun to my head, I still don't know how to spell restaurant. I was like,
Right.
But it was somebody like very respected.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seemed like they were riffing on it. So I was like, maybe they heard it years ago.
Right.
And then they were writing and then they're like, this would be funny. Or is it funny because it's funny and I thought about it? Or is it funny because I might have heard this in the past?
That, dude, that's always the tricky shit, man. When you're writing and all of a sudden, you write a whole thing and you saw it 6 years ago and you don't remember that you saw it. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is fire.
And then it clicks like a month later and you're like, wait a second. Mm. Well, I've sometimes like a bit will come to me as a whole, like set up like the three different, like the three different, I guess, segments of it. Okay. It just kind of comes to me as a whole. And I'm like, yo, that came to my brain like way too easy.
Right.
Why is that? Is it just because that's creative and I was just in the zone and I was like, oh, this makes sense. And then you tie it with this and then that's an opposing point of view. And that's what he would say and like that type shit. But sometimes you're just like, yo, this premise is too good. Somebody has to have it out there.
Oh, dude, I'm in a like a 15 comic group text for all my New York buddies and I'll hit them with it.
I'd ask you that. I'd be like, yo, does this sound like somebody's views?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, not that specifically, but I think somebody has a bit like that. Then you're like, you know what they do? You know,
it's
better to know than
dude. It's so much better, man. There's been two different bits where people come up to me like, "Yo, that's a Carlin bit," and the other one was like,
"To you?"
Yeah, like when I was like 2 years in, I had this like a Carlin-esque bit, and someone told me, and I was kind of pissed because it was like it was doing really well, but I was like, thank you for telling me because I would have wasted another year trying to get it like perfected, and it's someone else's bit, and then okay, so you waste another year, you get it perfected, and all of a sudden someone tells you in 4 years that that's a Carlin bit. It's like, no, tell me, bro.
Well, that, or you film it and you post it, and then
then
it's already out there, and then motherfuckers just record that. And let's see.
Yeah, and then you gotta be like, parallel thinking, I fucking,
Yeah, that's the hard part, is, I mean, somebody in fucking Indiana could be running some shit with the same thing, and then just somehow.
Well, dude, it's a race to get it on TV.
It really
is.
That's
literally, like, also, dude, do you think, like, putting the joke on Twitter, obviously it gives it, like, a timestamp, but do you think that's, like, judge and jury? Do you think you could walk to a comic that's doing it in Indiana and be like, bro, I was doing this in, you know.
Yeah, but well, what happened to me, one of my, I posted a stand-up clip on Twitter, a video, and then somebody took the premise, ripped the premise, and then that tweet got posted on WorldStar with this guy's title, with this guy's tweet and like his ad, right?
Fuck.
So everybody thought he did it. And then the last time I ever did this joke, I did it. And this guy I work with at the time, his girlfriend leaned over and he goes, he took that from Twitter. She said that to him. And then he goes, no, no, no. He actually got that ripped. So people are going to believe what's on the internet first.
Of course.
So that's why I say getting to the internet, getting to TV first works, because everybody's like, well, look, it's on here. He's doing it on stage. It's on here. So that's kind of why I like the whole race thing.
Right.
Who's first. That's, and once I heard her be like, oh, he took that from Twitter, which, and nobody's going to do the research. Nobody's going to hear that joke, go home and be like this.
No.
And like, so that's essentially what it is. It's like whoever gets it online first is, which is fucked up.
And also, man, the comedy community, for the most part, I think needs to stop being so self-policing, because there are bits that are just in the ecosystem that are sort of similar, but not the exact same. Let them do the bit, bro.
Right.
Like, I hear some stuff that I'm like, oh, that's kind of like Kevin Hart-ish, whatever, but it's Kevin Hart-ish. It's coming through his lens and his persona. Right. So let him rock it out.
As long as the punchline is not this, like, the same thing, it's like, bro, if you have two premises that are like very...
Yeah.
But it's like two premises start somewhere, they go different directions.
That's the other thing. And it's like, but that's what you're talking about before. It's like when you write from your own like very unique personal perspective, or your family or something that happened to you at work, whatever, that's when you're not going to write on someone's toes. Because it happened to you. No one worked at El Pollo Loco when they were 19 and shit inside a burrito. Like,
and then you tweet it and somebody takes that and they're like, see? And they're like, all right.
Well, that's you don't do that shit.
But moral of the story, just get after it. Get started.
Bro.
And I mean, I'm 6 years in stand-up and I'm still like, I think I know where I'm going with my point of view, but like, it changes. I used to be very observational based. Now I'm kind of just like... these are the trends in my millennial kind of lifestyle. These are the things that are happening to me. So it kind of changes as you age and you become a different person.
Dude, it's hilarious, man, because you look back, you're 6 years in, right? You'll look back in 3 years of the shit you're doing now and you're going to be like, ugh.
Oh, bro. I look back at what I did last weekend. I'm like, wow, I did that for how many people?
Bro, I'm looking through all this fucking footage because I'm going to start posting clips, and I'm looking at this stuff that I did literally a week ago in DC, and I'm like, I never... want to say that again.
Really?
Stuff that I really haven't been doing that long. Like, I get tired of bits so fast now.
Yeah.
Once I figure them out and they start working, then I'm like, ugh. Because there's no challenge there. Because I do the bit and I'm like, okay, here we go, laugh. Here we go, laugh. It's not fun.
Right.
You do some, like, then you get that excitement, you get that new shit. Fuck.
That new bit energy,
oh
boy.
Oh my God, dude.
New bit energy.
I love that shit. All right. A little bit of sock. Motherfucking talk.
Socketh.
All right.
Sock it like I talk it. Hey.
Sock it like I talk it. What is an animal that you could legit fight and win?
Koala.
Yeah, koalas are always hot. You could definitely fight. Dude, could you punch one?
Hmm.
If it was attacking
my baby.
If it's
looking at me square on from the side, they're cute. From the front, you ever seen a koala from the front?
No, have you?
They kind of look like a Bernie Sanders with like a Sesame Street nose.
Fuck. That's very accurate.
They do.
So you're going to punch Bernie Sanders in the face?
If it has a Sesame Street nose, yeah.
All right. Is it attacking you, or is it just sitting there eating eucalyptus?
Bro, it's sitting there eating my eucalyptus.
That's fuck. Oh, your eucalyptus. No. All right. You worked really hard to plant that.
You ever smell eucalyptus?
Yes.
It's an amazing scent.
I'm high.
He gets me going.
Dog, oh my God. I changed my oil right now.
What's the animal you going with?
Because it's got to be an animal that I can fight and win. Sloth. I will fucking kick a sloth.
Yeah, but fighting a sloth is like literally just fighting like what? I don't know, a pillow?
Yeah. Like a log of meat. You ever seen a log of meat in a grocery store?
Just a fucking ham for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'll kick that bitch in the face.
So they're kind of hanging. How you punching bagging it? Or are you just...
I'm climbing the tree. And I'm yanking them off the branch because it's my tree. This is my grandfather's tree.
Bro,
that he planted when he was 14.
That's premeditated if you yank it off a branch.
Get off my grandfather's tree. I'm going up there. I'm yanking it off the thing and I'm punting it.
Do you
as
think
far
sloths
as I can.
Know they're slow?
They like, have to.
Do you think they see a bird fly by and like, what the fuck plan was that?
Is that a sonic plane? That's got to be the worst animal to be, huh?
Right.
What do you do?
They're just constantly on an edible, just like, yo, dude.
Dude, their day consists of moving 11 inches. That's their day, dude.
How do they?
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? How? Dude.
The FBI warning comes up. Shut it down, Michael.
100. Have you ever Googled shit? You're like, I shouldn't Google this.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like some shit that like I did some. Dude, there's some stuff that... I was researching like sexual fetishes. I think I said this before, but like, cause I have like this new bit I'm working on. And like, there's some shit I'm like, I shouldn't be typing this into, I can't, I, dude, there's what? The ads you get are so weird. Cause there's like, people are into trees. I typed in like sexual fetish trees. I'm getting like, you know, fucking seeds for trees advertisements now. It's fucking weird. I'm fighting a sloth. That's who I'm fighting.
Hell yeah.
Oh, this is adorable. This is from Trevor Wallace's fan page.
Oh.
Not from you. This is from your fan page.
Hey, guys.
What's up? How do you know if you have a good connection with someone?
I think when you smile when you see them.
That was the fucking stupidest.
That was some limited two bullshit right there. Bro, that is.
What?
Yeah, you ain't telling me you never seen
it. Are you a 15-year-old fucking TikTok famous lady?
Bro, I told you my long relationship 3 months. So I'm just smiling. They're still there after fucking week three.
Dude, you just smile at
someone. What's your connection, bro? You fucking tell them that you nut on the floor and they're like, yeah, that's fine. And you're like, you the one.
Yeah. Well, if you say that and they go, I like that, then you know. Yeah, nah. I think you know when you have a good connection with somebody is when you can be 100% yourself and they love it. Both of these answers suck, bro.
Bro, what Vogue magazine was that out of?
It was Teen Vogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you can be honest.
All you have to do is just smile at them and then they know that
if they're not a meanie pants and you're a nicey pants.
When I see all of the teeth, then I know we have a good connection.
When we trade silly band bracelets and they give me the T-Rex for my piranha. None of us know what connection is.
First of all, let's just step back. Both of these answers are good. We usually get fucker answers, but both of these answers are really good. You know you have a good connection with someone when you smile at them and you can kind of feel that like warm energy. That's a good one. And the thing that I said about if you can truly be yourself around them and they actually level you up when you're around them, that's when you know you have a good connection. This is the first time we're answering questions honestly, and you're welcome. That's how you know.
Hell yeah.
All right, next question. One has to go. Sex or weed?
Oh.
Weed? Get it out of here.
Get out of here, weed.
Who the fuck is choosing sex?
I want to see. I could picture the guy who's like, well, of course. I could always fuck my bong. You're like, no, Daryl.
The Churley's dude. The fucking
Churley's?
The fucking weed dude, the character he plays.
Yeah, that
guy. Dude is choosing Travis, weed over sex.
Yeah. It's Travis, but spelled C-H, Travis.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's the kind of guy. That's the kind of guy who would be like, yeah, well, sex isn't going to get me high. Well, sex isn't going to make this movie any better or this popcorn. So that's a funny thing that they wrote in. Like, they've contemplated it. But dude, you've met people that like smoke so much weed. You'd be like, all right. I mean, they prefer weed over females.
Well, they prefer weed over life.
Yeah.
Like, those dudes wake up, smoke, and they're high every second of the day, go to sleep, and do it again. So, like, they don't really know what life is like sober. So, they're definitely choosing weed because that's literally their personality.
That is their sex.
Yeah. You ever meet someone who's like, who gets off weed and they're totally different and they're all chipper and shit? You're like, Daryl, calm down.
No.
Calm down. Dude in my frat was like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Smoked a lot of weed. And then
a lot of weed and just got stopped. Off it.
And he's just and like, hey, like, guys, I found Jesus. All right, dude, Jesus find a blind Christ. Again,
he's like, you know how you feel a special connection with someone? You smile at them. Just shut up, Daryl.
It's me, guys.
All right, let's do
some anonymous.
Fucking running out of time, baby.
You know where we don't run out of time? Is our Patreon episodes. Every Friday. $5.
How much is it?
$5.
I can't believe it's only $5. We should up it.
Dude, you know a $5 foot long at Subway isn't even $5 anymore?
How do you do that to me?
So motherfuckers be like, yo, it's $5.42. I brought a $5 bill, all right?
You can take that 42 cents and fucking put it up square in your asshole.
Take half a slice of cheese off. Give it to me for $5.
Yeah, I don't even need this bread.
Take That's bread. Crazy. It's like 4 episodes of this podcast or sandwich. A measly sub of the month sandwich.
And a sub of the month is more.
Is it?
42 cents more.
It is.
You can get our shit 4 episodes for goddamn $5.
$5.
Jesus Christ. We're giving it away. All right. A little bit of secret socks. One time while masturbating, I ended up pissing my bed.
Gang.
Our fans are so dope, dude.
Dude, that's a second question about somebody peeing during sex or a sexual activity.
I ended up pissing my bed. I think our fans are confused with cum and pee. that's what I think.
I am 100%. Yeah.
That's what I really think. I think she's jerking the bean, right? And then she's coming.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a girl. It's a girl. And she's coming and she's squirting and she goes, oh my God, I pissed the bed. Kind of think you came on the bed.
Or do you think it was vice versa? She thought that what was coming out was some sexual loving.
What?
Like she thought, oh, I'm finishing. And then your bladder was like, no, I'm finishing.
Oh my God. Do you ever have, you're having sex with a girl? And like, cause you know when, God damn it, Gabe, you know when you're having sex with a girl? You know when you have sex with a girl and you're like, and you're fucking, and you know sometimes like you hit the bladder and she goes, oh my God, it's on, I need to pee. And you're like, you don't have to pee. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to pee. It's just because the dick is in the bladder.
Now we're just flexing.
No, dude, it's not.
Yeah, you ever been fucking? And she's like, yo, I got a headache. No, that's my dick in your brain. It's my dick in your... Yo, you got a bloody nose? Let me help you out real quick. Let me just go up through the esophagus real quick. Oh, yeah, let me scratch the inside of your eyeballs with my dick. Right?
Oh my God, my feet hurt.
You ain't having a heart attack, girl. That's my dick.
No, seriously, I need to go to the hospital. Shut up, that's my dick, bitch.
Shout out to flex, dude. Just had
it's
flex.
Not a bit. I'm not. I'm, it's, no, it's not. A, I'm not a flex. Have you ever experienced that, Gabe? No. God, you guys got small ass dicks.
Yeah, bro. I've heard a girl say she felt it in her stomach, and I was like, I feel like a rapper. I heard a rapper one time say it. It's like hit her from the back, and she felt it from her stomach. I heard a rapper say that, and I was like, wow, that whoa, body parts, whoa. That's
The only time a girl's told me that she felt it in her gallbladder.
No, I'm going limp immediately. Anything with the word goal in it? Goal?
Seagull? Blah. I don't need that.
Nope.
No. Man, let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Good for you.
Let me tell you something, man. We're out of time. All right? We're fucking out of time.
Time is out like a fucking Boy Scout. I'm just throwing up bars here. Start talking about
time rapping. Is out like a Boy Scout.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going tour fishing. Dates. I need a
New
trout.
York, Albany, Syracuse, Connecticut. Bro, there's so many I got coming up. Sacramento, fuck all. Go to that. TrevorWallaceComedy.com, Bay Area.
Bro, San Diego, D.C., motherfucking Fort Myers, motherfucking Minnesota. Go to the website.
Click links, drop sinks.
Oh rap my game. Goodness, dude.
Rap game. I'm out.
Stiff socks, cocks. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please rate and review on iTunes. We love you. Trevor apparently left. Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.